She is, by all accounts, a perfectly decent parent when she chooses to be one. What I am here to do is illuminate the common sense conclusion that my client's son, and any child, is better off with a parent whose commitment has never wavered and shows no sign of doing so in the future. In our pre-trial meetings, Ben and I had agreed to keep everything civil, if we could. I knew ahead of time what he was going to say, but here in the courtroom, and in front of Christine, it sounded different to my ears. It now seemed depressingly combative, not unlike what Anne Billingsley had just done to me in her opening. I felt a little guilty. No matter what kind of mud Christine's lawyer wanted to fling, at the end of the day I was still responsible for my own actions, and even my lawyer's. That was something Nana had hardwired into me a long time ago. One thing hadn't changed, though. My resolve was still strong. I was here to bring my youngest son back home to Washington. But listening to Ben Abasian's statement, I had the feeling that this case would have no winners. It was only a matter of who lost less. Hopefully, it wouldn't be little Alex who lost. Chapter 34. Miss Johnson, can you please tell us in your own words why you are here today? I wondered if anyone else could see how nervous Christine was on the stand. She grasped the fingers of one hand with the other, stopping all but the tiniest bit of shaking. I couldn't help grimacing, and my stomach was tightening up. I hated to see her like this, even now, under the circumstances that she had created for herself. When Christine answered Anne Billingsley's questions, her voice was steady, though, and she seemed perfectly at ease.